and make the butter. And so we, if we had more than we needed, well, we just let the cow go to the woods with the calf. We just shut up so many so we'd have plenty of milk and butter. Mm-hmm.
But did you ever have any place for keeping it cool?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them let it, carry it to the spring, we called it, branch, and put it under the water.
Oh, I see. Did you have a little house sort of built there? Just lower it down in there? What about water that you'd carry from the well? Would you put that any place up closer to the house? Or?
The well is just right out in the yard, and if we wanted fresh water, we just go draw us a bucket of water and get fresh water. Mm-hmm. After it sat there a while, you wouldn't want to drink it, you know. It'd get hot in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And we just go back to the well and draw a fresh bucket of water.
Did you ever hear of a water house or anything like that?
I've seen them where they had sheds over the well. We never did have one over our wells. Mm-hmm. We had a trough to come up to the well, pour water in that trough, and it would go outside to where you could water the cows or horses or anything. Didn't bring them in the yard, you know. We just poured in this trough, and it would run down there in their trough.
I see.
It just made a trough to hold a lot of water, you know.
Uh-huh.
And just draw the water out for it in the trough and had to run down on the outside into another trough.
Yeah.
Cows and horses could drink. But we lived here among water. We didn't have no trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of springs and rivers, creeks and things around.
Talk about a dairy as being anything besides just
this
farm?
Mm-mm. The dairies is, you know, that we used to didn't have dairies through here a long time ago when I was a child. But now they have, oh, I don't know, between here and Columbia, I guess you'd pace about three or four anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep their cows in the pasture and they milk with these machines that they got, they put on the cows, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and they put the milk in tanks, and the big trucks comes by and pick it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
pump it into their tank and carry it on.
Where did you used to keep potatoes or turnips in the winter?
Well, we called it banking them.
Mm-hmm.
We clean off a place on the ground and put straw down there, pine straw,
mm-hmm.
and then pile the potatoes up way up so high.
About
then,
over yard high?
Yeah, and some of them would be, and we'd put straw over that then, put a few corn stalks right up the top where they claimed the potato could breathe. Keep it from just getting too hot and go to sprout or something like that. It'd give it air. And so then over top of that, it just spread a little something over it or turn an old bucket or something over top of them stalks. And,
I'm not sure I understand. Would you have to dig something first or how would you? You couldn't, it doesn't seem like you could just pile potatoes up on top of each other and not have it all fall over. How would you?
Well, it goes up like that, you know. You start down here in a big place, and then you just keep piling it up till it's sharp pointed.
Like a pyramid.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll keep all the year.
Mm-hmm.